Hey guys, welcome to the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm going to be honest, it's probably because of all the emotions running through everybody's blood and all of our wires as well. But we're going to talk about it anyways. Let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, welcome to the Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm just going to be really frank with you guys. These ladies are all faking smiles right now because they've been crying for about an hour straight. Maybe one of the most emotional.
It really was.
You still have like tear. Let me get that for you, Sterling. You guys can't see. I'm not actually joking. We were all like seasonal allergies there for quite a while. This was a heavy episode.
I'm exhausted, honestly. I'm, like, emotionally spent.
Christina was, like, yelling on the phone at one point, and then she was, like, yelling at the TV, and then she yelled at me.
I didn't yell at you.
I'm just kidding.
The TV and the phone, that's for real.
I have a video of Renee that I'm waiting to post, because I don't want to put a spoiler on my Instagram story, where she's, like, freaking out, watching, going like this. All the feels. I was going to tweet this. If there's, like, a spectrum of feels that's like this, I feel like we felt every part of the spectrum. For those of you that are home and can't see what's happening right now, I put my hands out and they're flat and then I pointed to all the spectrum of feels. But legit, that was like...
This episode has changed everything for me. Like, my front runners have changed. I am an emotional wreck. It was insane.
Agreed.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I feel like instead of talking about the episode as a whole, let's go through it and save each of our thoughts on each date and do it chronologically. So, if you're listening right now or you're watching, just make sure you guys know, we are going to talk about what just happened. We still inevitably get this every week where someone's like, you guys said a spoiler. No, there are no spoilers on the show ever. We talk about the episode that just happened. So if you haven't watched it, this is an after show. So go watch it on TV and then come hang out with us. If you're still watching in California, you can always watch this on YouTube after or iTunes podcast the next day. So if you're listening to this in the morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
What day is it right now?
It's Monday, of course. Bachelor Monday.
Just checking, making sure you guys are. So, by the way, not only that, we got our first Paradise preview tonight, which was exciting.
That was very exciting,
that was
actually.
A great preview.
It caught us all off guard.
Definitely.
Well, saw the tweets.
Yeah, that's right. I was waiting for mine, but.
I didn't know how they were going to play it up. Actually, yours could have been in there. They slapped in like 30 at one point really fast.
I don't know. Maybe it was. And we'll see. I'll have to go back and watch it.
Thank you, Megan Kanaya. She said a reminder of Niall Horan tonight. I appreciate that. My headphones didn't work because I'm going without headphones. So Sterling's being my sidekick. And then. These two, if you'd like to see the headphone side of the screen, just tune in to Christina and Renee. They are rocking the headphones.
It feels more comfortable on our side because it's more familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone, right? It's a thing you have to do.
I'm already so uncomfortable from this episode, so stepping
in. Let's do this. Let's start at the very top. It's hometowns night. We have four hometowns. And right away, we go to Baltimore with Eric. Ladies, I know that you guys know that I jumped on the Eric train. Are you now on the Eric train?
Yes. Okay, so I thought you were crazy last week said that. And now I'm like Team Eric. I want him to win, I think. I don't know if I want him to win, but I feel
it's okay. Process out loud with us right now.
I am doing that. I feel completely different about him than I did last week. And I don't know if that's just the edit he was getting, because those first few episodes, he was just rubbing me the wrong way. I don't know if it was his confrontations or whatever. But now I just see that he's like a very passionate person and he comes from a great family. And they've like overcome. His family was awesome.
His family was so great. I was so happy for him because he just looked so in love, so content, and so confident, and it's so nice to see someone, you know, like, feel good about themselves like that. And you can tell Rachel was so happy, too. My only hang-up with Eric is, like, why is he purring?
Oh my god!
It's like a purr or a growl or like somewhere in between.
Remember the guy who did that when...
Was that
like,
Eric?
No, it wasn't. She sent him home and she didn't like it, but she was into it when Eric was doing it.
Yeah, I got a little confused for a moment. I was like, wait, was Eric the purr from back in the...
It's like Josh Murray too, but I still think Josh's is worse.
For me, my gosh.
I like Josh, but I still think Josh is purring. They like made up. I guess they added sound effects like to make it worse.
Yeah, he did like oohs and ahs. And, like,
can we get an example? Like
he'd be like, no.
But even before that, so we start off like they're playing basketball. I actually loved the way it started. It was like super relaxed. I even wrote down. I said super relaxed, so much fun. His cousin walks out, Ralph. He even said, like, Eric goes, they've never even seen me kiss anyone. Yeah. So I'm thinking through, like, what that's got to be like to be a grown man and, like, never let your family. I'm sure he's kissed people. I know he said he's never in love, but like he's never let his family see like him have, not just they haven't, he's never let them see it either.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because he never got serious enough with someone to bring them home, because when else would they see him kiss someone?
Right. Yeah, and you gotta consider, he lives in LA, right? So, or didn't, really? Doesn't he?
I think
he does live in LA now.
I think he did before. I thought his,
it says LA.
What was his job?
Personal trainer.
Trainer?
Yeah, I think he's a trainer in LA. And so if he's had relationships out here, I don't know if he would bring them back
to Baltimore. But also, that's not really weird. Like, I think that my fiancé is the first guy my parents ever saw me kiss. Like, we don't normally just make out with...
Do you make out with all the girls you bring home?
I think I kissed two girls in front of my parents ever.
And they're probably both serious relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, so happy for Eric. Yeah. And you know what I loved about his date and his family is that they just felt so real and so genuine, and they weren't holding back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved it.
Let's start about this, because like from the moment they walked in, it was like they all like rehearsed a chorus, because they all were like, hey, Rachel! Yeah. Like, and they all said in unison. It was the most excited any of the families were from the moment they walked in the house. Yeah. And I always pay attention to that, because I love watching the way the family responds and reacts.
Right? How welcoming they are.
And we'll get into that, but like obviously the other ones were completely different.
So different.
But this was the most, and there's the point, I wrote this down, when they were like, hey, hey, and they all like danced. Rachel jumped right in, like she seemed comfortable and they seemed comfortable.
Right.
But I gotta give props to Aunt Verna, or Auntie Aunt Verna.
Yeah, she killed it. Wait, she killed it.
I thought it was Aunt Renee.
Aunt Verna was the one that sat down, the main one,
but Verna was the one that first sat down. Okay. I tweeted, I was like, she could be a host on like the Today Show. She pulled all this like enthusiasm on, and she asked a very good, she was like, let's talk about the R-A-C-E race.
Oh, yes. Asking the hard-hitting questions.
She did. She like Matt Lauer'd her right away. She was like right into it. I loved her.
See, okay, I love that she asked that too, because last week I said that like part of me felt like Rachel was choosing Eric because he was black, and I felt like she had to do that. Mm. And that was just me, like, speaking. I mean, obviously, I don't know what it's like to be a black woman, but I felt like Rachel felt like she had pressure, and it was so great to see them address that and for Rachel to open up about it and be like, yeah, this is really difficult. Like, and I love that she said that love has no color, because it's true. She should be able to find love with whoever she chooses, you know?
Yeah.
I love that line she said, because it was probably the most honest line I've heard her say as it relates, I guess, race, but she said, I'm being judged by two groups of people, like Bachelor fans and then black people.
Right.
And it's hard for someone, like, as a Caucasian person to understand that perspective, but to hear her and see her find common ground talking to a black woman about how she's felt this season, you know, I'm sure that that's the question on a lot of people's mind, but, like, how would that come from Brian's mom? Right. How would that come from...
Right.
Dean's family, you know what I mean? From Peter's, like, that would come completely different. They can't ask the question the same way.
Totally.
And so I thought it was neat that she kind of had this comfortable space to just talk about, because that's a real issue. Right. Instead of dodging around it, they brought it up and kind of addressed it.
Definitely.
I love that. Eric's conversation with his mom, like, that was the first time I got a little emotional.
I was definitely crying during that. But what I love most about that conversation specifically, I'm still, like, torn up a little, and also the one he had with his dad. They were just so real, and they, like, were very open and honest about their past, where they've come from, how they treated each other in the past, and why they did the things they did. And it just felt so real and authentic, and I think that's why we could all connect with it, no matter, you know, whether we come from the same backgrounds or not. But it was just so real. You could definitely feel that there.
I completely agree. I mean, seeing that family, they communicated so well. It was so calm, yet so sad. We're like saying, like, oh my gosh, this is, like, beautiful, seeing them, like, come together and seeing Eric so happy. And I go, I know you guys know, like, I've kind of went on about Eric being whiny, because he was for several episodes, but seeing him with his family, just so happy, so in love, he's just really come out of his shell. And then we see that emotional side now with his parents, and it was a really important date for, I think, us all to see. Like, it definitely made me really love Eric.
Yeah, same. I'm right there with you.
I'm trying to play catch up for a second. Somebody said she has a TED Talk.
Aunt Verna has a
TED Talk.
What?
Hold on. A shout out to Sabine Chat, who's a frequent chat role.
Can you link us? Like, tweet it to us.
Somebody tweet us. If she really has a TED Talk, that is that does not surprise me one bit.
I am going to watch that immediately when I get home. So,
like, Big, he calls his dad Big E. That's his dad.
Yeah.
He calls him Big E. Right?
Yeah.
I thought...
Is that his dad?
I thought they
his...
called Eric Biggie because that's what they called. That's what Dean called him when
but
he left.
But then Eric said to his dad, he goes Big E at the very end, and like.
Do they all call?
Maybe it's Eric Jr. Yeah,
it's very possible.
But he said something. He's talking about Rachel, and I thought the way he talks about Rachel, he's so in tune with who she is beyond just like the beauty. And I want to get into this because Brian had some of the same things later. But like the way he talks about her, and he talks about analyzes like the way she grew up. He's like, it was very like structured, no PG-13 movies, parents together for 38 years. Right. And he goes, for me, like I grew up unstructured.
Yeah.
He's very self-aware.
Right.
And pays a lot of attention. He's a detail guy. And it's like I already loved him, but now I'm watching these things. Like, I could see Eric, I'm not joking when I say this, if he doesn't win, being the next Bachelor. Yeah.
And to your point, we didn't see a lot of those conversations, mm-hmm. obviously, where he learned those little details about her. And I feel like if we had, I would have been on board with him way before this. But I'm really happy they showed that side of
him. That's also how the franchise does it, is they like want to wait to get a dark horse.
True. But now I'm like totally invested even more.
Me too. I think it was so important. Like, my favorite part about hometown dates is watching the guys explain why they're into Rachel and what's special about her. And then the ones that are so basic, which we'll get to. But then there's Eric, who like shows all the details he's paid attention to and really knows her, as opposed to the she's smart, she's beautiful inside and out, and she has a personality. Yes.
And so, like,
She does.
I want to get to the dinner part because the cheers, I thought the cheers, like, right when they start, like, open the doors that no man can shut and close the doors that no man can open, like, that was a cool cheers. I wrote it down because I want to remember it and use it. But the way then Eric takes the cheers, and this is my favorite part, the rest of it was all him. He's just, now that I'm grown and I'm evolved, I understand it. I'm not running anymore. And good experiences and bad, he's talking to his family. You have made me the man that I am. And I was able to attract a woman like this into my life. Like, the way he's speaking is so beyond the level that we hear some of the other guys speak later.
Absolutely.
Maturity-wise. And he may never have been in love, but I will say that I think his emotional maturity is right where it needs to be for someone that is ready to be married.
Absolutely.
Would you guys agree, ladies?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Christina, you're getting married in a month. Mm-hmm. And, you've dated guys, but obviously there was something different, and that's why you got engaged, and that's why you're going to marry this man, because there's a maturity level. It's not just physically, spiritually, or whatever the things that are important, but emotional.
No, I mean, 100%. Emotional maturity makes all the difference.
So do you see that in Eric? You think he's emotionally ready?
I don't know if I don't know if I could say he's ready to get married. I don't know if he's at the level where Rachel is. I do think he's at the level more than some of the other guys, for sure. Mm-hmm. He's definitely matured a lot. This is the most mature we've seen him all season, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say because we are just starting to see him in this light. So it'd be like, oh, yes, do I think he's ready to propose and marry Rachel and have a family tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know, based, I mean? Yeah, based like, off what we see.
But based off of what we see, yeah. I think
he's open to it.
He's definitely open to it.
As opposed to another particular candidate.
But is it naive if you've never been in love? Like, if you've never been in a serious relationship, to feel these feelings, be like, I'm ready for marriage, but to have never had that experience of having a serious relationship not work out?
No, I don't think so, because my fiancé is the first person that I've ever loved. He's my first serious relationship. I mean, granted, we've been together for a lot longer than a couple weeks.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, he could have been in serious relationships. We just know that he's never been in love.
Yeah. Like, well, I think he said that he's never really been in a relationship before.
He did say, though, love changes everybody. He allowed me to open up as a man. And I love the line. He goes, I guess dreams do come true and love is a part of it. So I'm happy to say that Rachel is the one for me. I couldn't type his quotes fast enough. You guys were getting annoyed at me because I kept going. I kept rewinding like, wait, I want to write this down. Any other thoughts on Eric before we move to Brian?
Just that they didn't seem out of a book like everything Brian says does.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. Way to bring... That's a great little transition. Yeah. Good segue, Renee. on to Brian. Miami, right away, the hi, baby. She says that to him. I'm like, all right.
Okay,
like,
she's feeling it.
She's flying here. They do the Poyona, the beatdown. I want to remember that, by the way. I kind of love that. talks about his dad being charming. No surprise. His mom being a fireball. But then he says a line that just feeds right into why we all have these questions about
you
guys.
Wait, what'd he say?
I want to continue to make you smile. It's something I'm kind of obsessed with. Okay, hold on. Great line, but Renee, over the top?
It sounds like something a middle school boyfriend would use to flirt with his girlfriend who he's never been on a date with.
Christina, over the top, are you okay with it?
It is so cheesy. I'm obsessed with seeing you smile. Who
Sterling?
Says that?
I was stole that word for me. I was going to say cheesy. I just was like, no.
Okay, but here's the thing. Rachel was cheesing. She said that you always know what to say. She loved it.
She did, but here's the thing. If you're feeling feelings with a guy and he says that to you, it's going to still make you feel, even though it's cheesy,
it's make you feel
you're
good,
probably
right?
still going to smile and be like, ah, oh, you always say such good things. In the back of your head, yeah. you're like, can I trust this guy?
Yeah, he's just dropping lines at that point. It's not...
It's so weird. I'm obsessed with making you smile.
The word choice, obsessed... You're obsessed with making me smile? Is it all you think about or when your little notebook of pickup lines?
I mean, here's the thing.
I feel like it would have been better to say, I love seeing you smile.
Yeah.
I love making you smile.
You have a beautiful smile.
Somebody just said this, and I have to agree with it. Rachel is... Who said this? Where'd it go? Bethany Van Sluten. Rachel isn't stupid. Brian has to be giving her more than we are not seeing.
Yeah.
And I think she's probably right because Rachel isn't. She is very smart. She's my favorite bachelorette ever. I've already said that. I said that two episodes in. So she's incredibly intelligent, and we all see this side of Brian. Obviously, it's because of editing. So, like, what is it that we're not seeing that makes him so attractive to her?
For sure. That's a good
question. A lot we're not seeing.
Yeah. Obviously,
and with all the guys, though, not just him, but we're seeing what they want us to see. And
I don't feel like we see anything.
I mean, Stormy Woods, I think Brian is fake. Person 1, 2, 3, am I the only person who doesn't find Brian cute or interesting? Misha C, just going to say, Brian's family with 11 middle fingers.
Regardless of what we see of Brian, Rachel is 100% feeling it.
Yeah, she's seeing something.
You know what I mean? Like,
undeniable.
There's no doubt that she's super into it. And obviously there's a chemistry there. He probably brings something to the table that we're not seeing. It's really hard to say. But she's feeling it. I mean, he's...
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this. They walk in the house. The family, you guys remember what they did? They barely made any noise at all. They just kind of got up and they're like, someone's here. They didn't like, hi, oh my gosh, good to see you. Like
coming off of Eric's day, it was very different.
Complete
awkward
energy
opposite.
Yeah, it was awkward almost. Yeah. But there was some good conversation that happened. And so, hold on, I fast forwarded. Here we go. So the mom, cheers, the most precious thing I have in my life. And then this had to be editing. She chugs the drink.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Like, JoJo's mom. And she's like, it's just like JoJo's mom.
Who was it that
she brought home?
Was it Ben?
Oh, was it Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
When the mom chugs out of the bottle.
Yeah, out of the bottle.
My favorite meme from the whole season.
But yeah, no, this is definitely going to be a meme everywhere of her chugging and like rolling her eyes.
By the way, I don't do like a Hispanic accent very well, but I do. I have one line I can say, and that she's the first person I've ever heard. Like, it's awful. But she's the first person I've ever heard, like, she's who I sound like. If I was trying to, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you try to, like, a southern accent, I sound like you. Because I hear it. Like,
okay. So, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah. My friend Allie and I used to do this thing where we would say, I used to work at that Ruby Tuesdays. And we used to hold our eyes like this. It was the only thing I could do. And she, like, has that perfect, it's like, oh, it's like caliente. I kind of love it.
What is he? Is he Cuban? What is he?
I don't remember. But I actually like would listen to her talk all day. I actually love that accent a lot. Anyways, this is why I bring her up, because I want to talk about, she asks Brian, what qualities do you see in Rachel? And he said, she's beautiful, her personality, she's smart. I think she's the one. I know she's the one. She asks Rachel, what qualities do you see in Brian? Rachel's answer, complete opposite, way more intellectual. She goes, he's open, he's honest, he's direct, self-aware, secure, confident. I know how good his heart is, and that's what drew me in even more, and he makes me want to be better. I'm sorry, but, like, there's a big gap there, right?
100%.
Her personality. Okay, so what about it? Everyone has a personality, but what about hers?
Just said personality. It sounds like someone asked you, describe, like, some qualities you look for in, you know, a guy. Beautiful, inside and out. Personality,
right?
Really smart,
hot. Also, did I say beautiful? Did I mention beautiful?
Yeah. Inside.
Christine, did you notice a gap there in the way they described each other?
Okay, I do notice the gap, but I kind of feel like you guys are just fishing for reasons to not like Brian.
No,
he also said, like, I think she's the one. Like, I feel like that says a lot too. You know, don't you think?
But why? Because she has personality and is beautiful inside and out and is really smart.
Okay, fine. I understand. Like, I understand the difference. I see it. But I don't think what he said, I don't think it was so bad. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was bad. It's just, it's a detail that for me, I watch it and I was like, that's a little alarming. Like, if I'm Rachel watching that back, I'd be like, and that's it? That's the extent of your qualities that you find interesting about me?
Yeah, but I don't know what else was said there, too.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. For me, I was comparing it to Eric's already because Eric had such a in-depth answer and it was very heartfelt. And then so to see Brian's right after that, I was a little more taken aback. Maybe if I had seen Brian's first, I wouldn't have been you know, had
opinions. Thank you, Karen H. Karen H. says, haha, Danny, hola from Spain.
Did you just say hola?
I did say hola. I read it in very English. Hola. Hola, Karen H. in Spain. I can't. So let's talk about this ex, because he talks to his sister and there's a whole thing with the ex and like blaming it on the mom. I don't know if I really understand. Can somebody break down what they understand to be this situation?
It sounds like he brought a girl home. The mom didn't like her. And it sounds like whatever the mom says goes in this situation.
Well, it sounded like she was trying to take Brian away from his family and didn't want to incorporate herself.
I picked up on that too.
I don't think anyone is going to really be good enough for his mom's.
What did she say?
You know what I mean?
She goes, you've met so many girls and had opportunities and you fall in love with the girl in the show. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is kind of shocking. Like, that is kind of what we all feel a little bit too, no?
Do you think when Rachel watches that back, she's going to be like, your mom said so many girls a lot of times. Like, how many girls did you really date?
I mean, he's 37 years old. Like, that's a lot of years.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
You know, she probably saw him dating all these women his entire life and was like, out of all these girls you go on, and in a couple weeks you're telling me this is the one, you know? That I feel like that's a normal question.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a fair question.
She's definitely involved in every aspect of his life. And so probably every girl that's come around, she's been around, been involved with.
This is, I think, the difference between Brian's hometown date and Eric's hometown date. Eric's hometown date, everyone was trying to make sure that Rachel knew how great Eric would be for her. And in Brian's hometown date, everyone was trying to make sure that Rachel was good enough for Brian.
Yeah.
I felt like they were interviewing her a little bit. But I feel like that is normal. Like, she's there to impress his family, to meet them, to see how she could fit in. And I feel like, I don't know, like, when I brought my fiancé home for the first time, like, I wanted, like, it was the same sort of thing.
Right.
Same sort of dynamic.
To me, though, it seemed like they wanted to make sure Rachel was good enough for his mom. And not for Brian.
That's so many dynamics I have to pay attention to in that situation.
Did you get that at all?
I know what you mean. Definitely what his mom says, like, matters, for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Which it should be that way for...
It should be that way, family, I think, though, too.
Like, your family is close or whatever.
I don't know what my mom says matters to me a lot.
Right, totally.
But I think Rachel did a very good job at handling herself. And I think the family ended up loving her. So.
Right. How I mean, has there ever been a situation where she didn't handle herself well?
She's amazing.
She Which we'll get to, because she has the weirdest situation
one,
ever.
There's one, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I want to give a shout-out, by the way. Cheyenne here in chat room goes, he said he was falling in love on their first date. Him saying she's the one doesn't inspire anything in me. The royal coyly right after that. I feel bad if Rachel chose Brian, only because the whole nation will groan the hell out of her.
True. Yikes.
I'm kind of starting to feel the same way. Like, if she chooses him, I feel like people are going to be like, yeah, really? Not that he's a bad guy.
No. Not a bad guy, but just it does feel like a lot of lines. However, she was skeptical about that from the beginning, and she did say, because of, again, probably what we haven't seen, she thinks it's genuine. And she does seem like a good judge of character.
I just feel like if he's going to go all the way in this show, that they're going to have to start showing the better sides of him.
Immediately.
Like, they should have done it 2 episodes ago. You know what I mean?
Nina Challen, Brian displays typical narcissistic trait. Please run for your life.
I've seen that a lot on Twitter. People are like, we've all dated a Brian, like, whatever. And
I see that too, but I don't know. I feel like I just have trust in Rachel.
Yeah.
And she just seems head over heels for him.
She does. Absolutely. There's, like, no doubt about that. She feels very strongly for him.
But sometimes, no matter how smart we are and how good judge of character, we can fall for losers.
That is true.
Renee sounds like a spoken from a true champion of experience. Hey, we've all been there.
Right?
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 Sigh. One thing I wanted to mention was when Rachel's talking to his sister, when she was mentioning his ex, she seemed like she hated her.
Yeah, I got that too.
Rachel seemed like that? Or his sister?
His sister was like, she just, you know, was trying to take him away. And what mom says goes, her demise. She kept calling it her demise.
Yeah, demise was a very heavy word. Like, who says demise?
Did they kill her? Do we know?
No, but the mom did say she will kill Rachel. I'm sorry, but she said it with a little bit of a straight. I tweeted this, that she Liam Neeson'd Rachel, but she was like, but I'll kill you.
Yeah,
Rachel was like, like, she kind of laughed it off.
It was terrifying. Like, it didn't come just because of what we had seen from her the whole time. She's so serious and protective and all this stuff. Like, I honestly wouldn't put it past her.
I know she was, I think she was joking,
she was
but
joking,
still came
for
off
sure.
a little more like.
There was a pause. There was laughter.
I'm sorry, what?
You know what I thought was interesting, too, that we haven't really seen or learned that much about from Brian? And also, I honestly feel like we haven't learned anything about Brian. True. Really, on all of their dates, we haven't learned much about him.
It's just
him.
Making out that they show. Right. Much to talk about something.
Definitely. But Rachel is obviously very connected with her faith, and that's a big part of her life.
Yeah.
And then Brian's mom said how she went to mass that morning and was praying. And I feel like maybe there's some spiritual connection between them too. Like maybe they both grew up in really religious homes, and that's something they can relate to
each other on.
Yeah. Sabine Chat just said a really good point. She goes, "I want to love the winner." I think most people agree with that. I don't give a F about a surprise twist ending. Think about that for a second. Like, would you rather at this point love the winner or have a surprise twist that you didn't expect?
Ooh, love the winner.
Yeah, I want to love the winner because I love Rachel so much.
Like, I want a good TV show, but I don't want that as much as I want, like, I want to feel, like, I love Rachel so much that I want whoever she picks, like, I want to love them equally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to feel like she's made the right decision.
Yeah, because you want everyone to be so happy for her.
What a thought.
Oh,
yeah.
Not to be like, oh, Rachel, you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Any of the thoughts on Brian before I move to Mr. Pita?
No.
And all the ladies swoon. Here we go. Madison, Wisconsin. With Mr. Peter, she straight up said, "I missed Peter." She goes, "I missed Peter." She didn't say that to anybody else. Mm-hmm. She missed Peter. And we'll get to this, but like, to my point, there's still a question mark a little bit with Peter. We all know this.
Yeah, absolutely.
A big question mark.
And ladies, it's not just ladies, like me too. Like, if there's a question mark, sometimes I chase the question mark a little more, you know?
Well, you always want what you can't have.
Mm-hmm.
In this case,
though. Except
when you get married.
Except when you get married, and then you're kind of... I'm out of luck.
In this case, I feel like Rachel's smart enough to know that.
But she's still curious about it, and I think she wants it to be Peter.
Because she sees the possibility and the potential inside of him for them.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of like that he's being a little slower, to be honest with you.
I don't mind that he's being slower, but... And I guess it's just because he's more reserved, but comparing Peter to both Eric and Brian, and obviously all three guys are completely different. Eric and Brian just seem so much warmer than Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Rachel seems so warm, so genuine, so open. And I kind of just feel like she's chasing and chasing and chasing and trying to get love out of Peter that he's not giving to her. And it kind of like breaks my heart for her.
Right.
And I don't know why, but... Honestly, like, from watching this back, I'm like, Rachel, he's just not that into you. Like, that's how I feel.
Right. I mean, I agree. Even when he was at the bar with his friends, you know what he said? This was a quote. "Not, I really like her." It was, "Yeah, I like her."
Yeah.
You're at a hometowns, my friend.
But hold on. I have to defend on that. Because sometimes I would say in a way of like, yeah, like, I like her.
It wasn't like
it
that.
It wasn't like that. That
I know what you're saying, and well, I wish you might was
say
like
it that way.
There's a difference. It's how you say it. It's the tone. He was just like, yeah, I like her.
And
I like her.
And also, I felt like he was just vying for approval from everyone, and obviously that's what you do on these hometown dates, but it's like, wait, so, like, do you think this would be a good choice for me? Not like, guys, like, I really like this girl. Like, I need to know what you think about her. Like, I'm crazy about her.
Yeah.
It was like, do you think she could hang out with our group of friends? I don't know.
Yeah. It was more like, can she fit into my life instead of...
But, let's do this. Let's start at the beginning. So she goes, before they see the friends at the restaurant, she goes, "I see his walls. I see him guarding his heart, but in this journey, you have to be willing to open up and move fast." And he says, "My friends are my family. If she can fit seamlessly..." Why can't I talk? "My friends are my family. If she can fit seamlessly, then we're good." I get what you guys are saying, but on the flip side of the argument... Like, isn't that what you'd want to do? Like, you'd want to assess the person around the people that she would be around?
Right.
Because they talked about Wisconsin.
That makes sense. I think my thing, again, starting with Eric was probably, like, I was set up for failure for the rest of this episode because just comparing it. But he obviously is leaving everything on the table, Eric is, but she's still, like, concerned if he's ready, but he's, like, being so open and honest.
Right.
But then Peter is not doing that, and she's still...
Not keeping him around.
Not as concerned about it.
I think she's concerned,
but she's like still keeping him around.
I think she's just hoping he'll change his mind.
Yeah.
I like what Stormy Woods said here. Stormy Woods, coolest name ever, by the way. Like, I want to know if that's real. She goes, "I'll take Peter being realistic over one-on-one pickup lines by Brian.
Yeah, at least Peter's being honest about how he's feeling.
That is, I don't know if Brian's not being honest. Stormy Woods, great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But when it comes to, like, what she wants, and she said in 4 years she wants more than one child and to be married.
Right.
Like, Peter's not the choice. Like, for her, for maybe us or whoever wants to move at a slower pace, me, call me.
Yeah.
No, but, like, whoever wants to move
I'm ready to move at a slower pace.
You said, what did you say, Peter? But for us, that works. But, like, for Rachel, she, like, wants someone who's ready to move quicker.
Right.
That is pretty quick. Yeah. More than one kid in 4 years.
Yeah.
Can take 9 months.
Right.
Each.
Right.
It's really interesting. Interesting, though, because she said she felt the same way Peter does now when she was on Nick's season. So she gets that. And I think that's important to notice. But she also is now at the point in her life where she's, like, ready and sure and doesn't have those walls.
Right.
And so they're just kind of on different stages there.
But also Peter, I guess what I don't get from him is, like, I understand that he's being realistic. Like, this is ridiculous, you guys. Like, they're going on the show and they're supposed to get engaged in a couple of weeks. Like, that is nuts. Like, Peter should feel that way. That's normal, you know? Yeah. But this situation is not normal. We all understand that. I think what I just need from Peter, and probably what Rachel does too, is, like, listen, I'm not sure if I can get married at the end of this, but, like, I can't wait to continue our relationship and hope that, like, we can get there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Well, so let's talk about this. We talked about all the family entrances. So the entrances of the family, they were all so welcoming and warm and so kind. Yeah. I felt like, why are you smiling?
I'm laughing because, did you guys see that sign? It says, like, hey, hello.
Welcome, Rachel. Welcome,
yes.
The light up sign.
That's something my parents would do.
Yeah. It was cute. Yeah, I just thought it was hilarious. I, like, saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I can't stop thinking about it.
So if you're a girl walking in that scenario, how would that make you feel?
It was, definitely. I feel, like, very welcome.
Right? You'd be like, holy crap. They went all to that trouble.
I thought it was cute, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I actually kind of loved it.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt. But Peter with his niece. So cute.
And Rachel said to, she goes, I could see, what'd she say? Something along those lines, like,
you'd,
I could
make
see
a good dad.
Good dad, yeah. And a good husband. Like, she saw that.
Yeah.
And I kind of think he, like, strategically, like, he knew what he was doing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm showing you, I'm auditioning here.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was.
I love the mom, Lynn, she goes, whatever decision you make, I support you 100%. And I loved her first question to Rachel, 4 years from now, where are you? And that's when Rachel said, your thing about one kid, or more than one kid.
More than one kid. she didn't say one kid.
But I thought the most interesting thing was what Lynn brought up. She said, talked about the idea of being committed versus, like, a proposal. And it's a scary reality that you don't hear parents on these hometowns really ever say. Right. Like, I don't know if I've ever heard a parent be like, you may come out, like what happened with Juan Pablo. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what ended up happening. Like, we're not going to get engaged, but we want to stay together. But you don't ever see somebody really talk about that as an option.
Right.
It's you either go home or it's like a competition.
Right.
And I it's refreshing to me, and this is why I like Peter. It's refreshing to me to see a guy like that take his time, be calculated, not have to live in the conformity of what the show gives you for a timetable.
Right.
And I do like that Rachel said that's where she was on Nick's season, because she's been there. It is her second season, so she's a little more fast forward in the process.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's a little more open. And maybe Peter's not. I don't think it's a knock on him. He does need to open up more. However, I don't think it's because he doesn't want to. I think he's just taking his time. It's a big decision.
I have nothing wrong with Peter's process and the time he's taking, whatever. I just wish that, meanwhile, he was a little more reassuring to me as a viewer, but also to Rachel. You know what I mean? Like, every time he was saying how unsure he is, I was, like, cringing a little bit, because I'm obviously Team Peter. Now I'm Team Eric, but I'm also Team Peter. I'm Team Eric Peter. And so I just wanted that reassuring thing from him, and I just didn't feel like I got that.
Royal Coily said, I low-key peeped how Peter blushed when Rachel complimented him. Interesting.
When did she compliment him?
A million times.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
True. Which time?
It could have been when they were on the couch. He was talking about how he accidentally grabbed her butt, which was, I think, hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that
actually
was so cute.
Yeah.
What I thought was really interesting, too, is when he said, welcome home. Because they've talked about maybe living in Wisconsin together. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, like, maybe what we don't see is, like, a lot deeper than what we do, you know?
That's true.
Which is usually the case with
Definitely. The
good ones. Yeah. And also, to my point that I was saying earlier about, like, being calculated and taking your time, if you look at the track record of the show, oftentimes we see most of them don't last.
Yeah. That's true. What?
But what I'm saying is, like, because of the timetable. And we all know this. Yeah. Just none. And they end up breaking up and be like, oh, there's too many differences. Because you didn't have time to explore your commonalities and your differences or realize them.
Yeah.
So someone that's bringing, like, I'm going to bring you around all my friends. You know what I mean? And get you, like, not just like my family, but like, come meet my friends. And it's, then he got time with his guys. That was probably an hour long.
Yeah.
But he like sectioned it off, and she got time with the girls, which we didn't even get to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually kind of really loved that.
I liked that, but one thing they mentioned that did kind of not concern me per se, but they said he's like a very goofy person.
Yeah, we haven't seen it.
We've only seen that a little bit, and when that's a big part of someone's personality, but they're so reserved that they're not showing that big part of themselves, how are you truly getting to know them to the point where you could be engaged?
Sure.
I agree with that.
That's a really great point. Any other thoughts on Peter before we move to Dean?
I'm not emotionally ready to move to
Can we just skip it?
All right, y'all. Buckle up.
All
here
right,
we go.
See you next week, everyone.
Here we go. We're heading to Aspen, Colorado, where the salmon instinctively flock like the women of Capistrano. You know what that's from?
Isn't that from a hot tub?
Oh, you're close. It's from a movie.
Wait, what's it from?
I want to go somewhere where I know somebody that can plug me into the social pipeline.
I don't know what it's from.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, it is. I knew it.
Only one of the most quotable
Steve
movies
ever. Steve
is going
to be so disappointed in me.
It's all right. I got to give Dean a shout out. He walks up in a fantastic outfit, by the way.
You literally was like, that outfit.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's got Oxford brown boots on. He's got tailored red pants. Mm-hmm. He's got a drop hoodie that's cashmere with side zips and a collar underneath.
If you guys follow
Dean's
him
got
on,
it going on.
If you follow him on Twitter, he tweeted a lot about... he only packed like 4 outfits when they were traveling, so that's why he was always wearing the
like
same outfit.
Like he borrowed Peter's shirt.
He borrowed people's clothes, but he was always but he was always wearing like the same pair of pants and the same shirt or whatever. So he had to show out now that he has like his wardrobe back, you know.
Okay. Before we start and get into this whole thing, are you guys okay with what ABC showed of this date? Because they've done some things this season, I know. Like, we talked about this. The whole thing with Lee, I was pissed. I thought that was messed up that they leveraged race for ratings. Mm-hmm. I wasn't okay with that at all. First time I think I've actually been, like, legit mad at the franchise. I felt a little some of the same feelings tonight, not gonna lie.
Yeah. I was definitely conflicted with if I felt like they were exploiting his family and his situation. And because it's just really tough, obviously, that I can't even imagine, and I'm sure doing that on such a public stage wasn't easy. The only thing that gives me a little comfort is that his presence on social media now and everything he said about it has been super, like he was appreciative for all the support, and like
what has he said since?
So
even if it's not verbatim, give me some idea.
Yeah, so he posted on, well, first of all, he's always thanked Rachel for being so open and there for him and supportive, and he has only said good things about working with ABC, so that kind of like made me feel better.
Dang,
but he
bro,
did
that post has 96,000 likes.
He posted on Instagram if you guys haven't seen it, and he basically just was asking for people to be open to accepting his father and his faith and everything, and if you and he said be cognizant and accepting of the million peoples that belong to the Sikh community.
Yep, Sikh community.
And although he and I are not close, I respect my father's decision to follow his heart and pursue the life he has chosen. Let us not criticize him for his appearance or his beliefs, because by doing so we are disparaging an entire faith and culture that includes millions of people.
Yeah.
And I know that we are all better than that. That is all for now.
Oh, I just love
so that rings true with what he said later when he said to his dad, as pissed as he was in the moment, and he said, I love you regardless. And his dad said, well, whatever, and walked out. That rings true. Like, and you could see it. He's holding himself back of like, he has every reason to be furious. But I do want to say, while it's obviously different than a lot of us are used to, that's not okay grounds for us to like make fun of him. I know some people in the chat room are saying some things about his beard and their clothes and things like that, but like it is, it's a faith and it's a practice, and just like Catholics practice a faith or Christians practice this, like, I'm a Christian, they wouldn't make fun of me, you know what I mean? So it felt a little like that was exploited to me, and I think that was the hard part. You know, people are saying be mad at Dean because he knew about this going into it and chose to do it anyways. Can't be mad at Dean.
No, did he choose it, or is he under contract and doesn't have a say because he has no contact with the outside world and it's producers contacting his family to set up this date?
Florian Renaud pointed out Dean did not live tweet this episode. First time he hasn't live tweeted an episode.
Wow. They're definitely, you can't say no to a hometown date when you're in it. I know you're also not allowed to say no to a rose. I believe, but you can leave. I maybe leave under the
circumstances. There's a couple weird things like that. You can't say no.
So you, okay, first of all, I definitely think really? ABC exploited Dean and his family for sure.
Yeah.
But, however, I don't think you can be mad at Dean. But also, you don't think that if Dean wanted to, he could have just introduced Rachel to his friend family in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. I think that he didn't really have a say in it because you seeing him just before entering, right outside the house, like, he did not want that to happen.
He was so apprehensive.
He was so nervous.
And that guy who doesn't open up would not be the one to be like, yeah, let's take a chance. Let's bring all of my family that doesn't get along, that I haven't spoken to in a long time. Let's bring them under one roof for a TV show. He, if he had saying it 100%, they would have met his LA family. That's where I kind of blame ABC. I really, truly wish that he was able to introduce him to people that felt like his family, that he was close to. Someone that Rachel could see that he actually, it feels like family to him right now, as opposed to his father, who he hasn't spoken to in a long time. That was so uncomfortable for him to have to deal with on national television.
And the thing is, like, who just brought this up? Y.O. Yo, she goes, or he, I think Rachel, as a friend, wanted to be there to help him overcome this.
I agree.
So that moment when they're outside and she turns, she's like, I'm here, I'll be there with you the whole time.
Yeah.
That was, it turns into more of like a protective friend, like, I got your back.
Right.
And that supersedes feelings in that moment, I believe.
Right. Well, and she was encouraging him to confront his dad before they even went home.
So I wonder, like, I wonder if maybe the week before Dean, like, maybe pulled the producers or her aside and was like, this is what's, I don't want to do. And maybe she was like, it's okay. Like, I want to meet who made you.
Right.
And kind of, you know what I mean? I wonder what, we'll probably never know, but I really would like to know how that happened, because it seemed like if he had a choice, he would have not chosen to.
Yeah. No. Nope. What broke my heart, not the most, but was really hard for me to hear as a viewer, was in his interview when he was like, you know what, I'm just burying down all of these emotions as far as they can go. And I was,
it's so
like,
scary.
That was so sad and heartbreaking to hear him say that before going in there.
Because let's talk about their conversation beforehand, because it was very heavy. Like, before they even got into the house, he says, you know, I haven't seen my father in 2 years. Obviously, his mom passed away when he was 15. He talks about his dad, and there's a whole thing about him trying to pronounce the name, or saying the name, and then Rachel trying to pronounce the name. She's like, so what do I call him? He's like, you call him Pundarum. Did I say it right? I wrote it down.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I tried. So, but then the conversation after is what was heavy. She goes, why haven't you talked to your dad in 2 years? And he goes, I'll answer your question with a question. Is it my responsibility to build that relationship? Separate the fact of what ABC did tonight. If they're having this conversation, I don't care if it was week one or tonight, hometowns, that's a little bit of a red flag. And I think ultimately that's why, part of the reason why, is because there's some things that Dean probably just needs to emotionally work out, you know?
Right.
And on this timetable that is advanced, and Rachel looking for a husband now, and other guys that are great also, like Dean, I think for her that's a little bit of, I'm just guessing, probably what she took into account when she made her decision, you know?
Right, right.
And that's not like, it's not a reflection on saying Dean's a bad guy, but it's a big thing inside of him that can carry into a marriage and ultimately could be like something that divides a marriage. I don't know, do you guys disagree?
No, I agree. I think that's what she was talking about when she said that she needed to be selfish and keep in mind, like, she wants to be there for him, but should she be there for him right now? Is that what she's looking for? And I think that's why she was ultimately so upset about it, but knew that was best for her.
Right. Yeah.
So we have to talk about, he said, I'm falling in love with you, and she said, I'm falling in love with you,
well,
too.
Well, let's, because that was, like, the very end of the date.
Yeah.
Let's get to the other stuff and then come back to that, because I want to like, hang on that with you guys for a second.
Right.
Because that was almost unprecedented. It's happened one other time, or two other times.
Yeah, ironically enough.
So, what? So, anyway, this conversation, they go in. Obviously, the whole thing happens. It seems like it's going to be just kind of surfacey until, I think it was really Dean and his dad's conversation when everything changed, right?
Yeah.
Just one comment really quickly. So, obviously, this is an extremely difficult time for Dean, right?
Yeah.
However, if him and his father really have been spoken to in 2 years, and he doesn't really have a relationship with his siblings either, and he says his family hasn't been together in 8 years.
In the same room.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So for all of them to come together to invite Rachel and to invite all of the viewers into their house, like, that says a lot. So even if they haven't showed Dean, like, the type of love he needs, they obviously love him and care enough about him to do this for him.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, and what Dean dad, he did say some great things about Dean, but he also said some amazing things about his mother.
He did.
Obviously,
he did.
Got very emotional while talking about it. And so even, it's not like he doesn't care.
No, even his wife, Santantar, said he never cries.
Right. Yeah. It just came off to me as maybe he didn't know how to process what happened or didn't know how to handle that situation. Obviously,
well, I feel like I'm gonna start crying right now. Because imagine, I can't even imagine what it's like to lose a parent. You know, that's just. I get teary-eyed thinking about it. However, like, imagine losing a life partner you've been with for 37 years, too. Right. I mean, that's extremely difficult as well. So, obviously, his mother's death was so hard on the whole family, and everyone handled it differently. And maybe, you know, no one handled it the correct way.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I think that they obviously, like, there needs to be some family therapy session going on. And I think that they all just really need to work it out because obviously there is still a lot of love there.
Well, yeah. I mean, even like the sister is saying she's so proud of Dean for all the stuff he's worked. She was, you could tell she was very, she started crying, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah. She did. But did you see Dean's reaction to Rachel when she said, oh, I spoke to your sister? He's like, oh God.
Yeah. Right. He was nervous about what she could have said.
And if he only knew, she was actually like speaking very highly of her.
Right.
Like how proud she was.
So they obviously don't communicate that to each other.
Right. Just the whole thing. I think I literally said a cuss word out loud that I'd never use because it just, like, it wrecked me. It hurt.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Like, it hurt watching it. And then, obviously, you know, we see the end of it. And I think this just adds fuel to the fire of, like, your point. He says, I'm falling in love with you. And she says it back, which either A, you don't usually do, and B, they don't usually show us if they do.
Right.
Besides Ben Higgins season.
No. Do you remember the last time that happened? With Rachel and Nick. On Nick's season.
You're right.
Same episode, he sent her home.
Right.
That's why I was like, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that.
And then she sent him home.
And I really appreciated Rachel's conversation with Dean's dad, too.
Definitely.
And I think it was going, you know, she handled it way better than, you know, I don't know if I could ever do that. But I think his dad realized whenever they started getting in kind of into it that he didn't really want to do it on TV. Because he's like, no, you know what? This isn't the time or the place. It kind of, that's how I received that.
So it's 10:04. We have 6 minutes left. We'll try to wrap it up quicker than that. So basically I want to get through the rest of this because he cuts the conversation short with Rachel.
Right.
Which was very heavy. She handles it really well, which we alluded to earlier.
And he handled it well, too, because even though he had to cut it off, he said great things about her and wished her and Dean the best, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the...
Yeah, he did. I think he was trying to be, I don't know, as neutral as he could, but you could tell he was, like, pissed as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He, like, looked at the cameras, and he's like, no, I'm not doing this. Yep, yeah. I wish you the best. And then she would try to start saying something, and be like, no, I'm wishing you guys the best. Like, he did not want anything else to be said for
her. Even, like, the part, like, I think what made me mad was, like, the little angle where they're laying on the floor having their moment, Dean and Rachel, and then they show him, like, peeking in the window.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, those are the kind of things that added fuel to the fire for me, making it, like, hurt watching it.
Definitely.
I felt like it exploited a little bit.
And they're in his home. That's his living room. You know what I mean? He probably felt like, where do I go now?
Right. Yeah. Gosh.
God, it was so emotional and heartbreaking to watch, really.
Why do you guys think Rachel said, I'm falling in love with you? Do you think she really felt that? Do you think...
I think in the moment, I think she felt every feeling of, like, hurt, feeling defensive for him, mixing in her feelings, mixing in a protective friend, mixing in the past that she's experienced from this guy. Like, you're going to feel, kind of like what I talked about at the top of the show, like, all of the feelings you can experience with someone happen in, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're seeing someone that you care an awful lot about. You're not sure if you love him yet or not. Visibly, like, hurting from watching his family, who's his only family.
It's possible she was feeling very strong emotions and maybe it was falling in love, not in love,
right,
or whatever.
I don't fault her for saying it, to be honest with you.
But also, it was, and Rachel did point this out, it was interesting how he said it, too. Like, did he say, I'm falling in love with you, because he just went through this whole range of emotions as well? You know, that, I mean, falling in love with you is very different than I am in love
with
you.
When your emotions are heightened, usually you will do or say things that you wouldn't otherwise do.
Right.
Not to say that he wasn't falling in love with her, but it might have come out because of that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe also, in return, her.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, if she's bringing that up, perhaps that's how she felt after the fact. Yeah. Maybe she was maybe that was because that's how I felt kind of in the moment.
Do you think, rose ceremony. I love Dean's bow tie, by the way.
He looked real sharp. So cute. He looks like Leonardo DiCaprio a little bit. Does anyone else see that?
Yeah.
She definitely says, I'm having feelings of love. And then Brian, Eric, Peter, and Dean going home. Zach's in an interview. He said, I think she's an incredible woman. I just think she made a mistake. Do you guys think she made a mistake in letting Dean go?
I really like Dean, especially after this episode. Just, I don't know. Even the more...
Do you like him more or do you feel for him more?
Both.
Sure.
Because it's the way he's handled himself through such tough situations, yeah, and how he's been strong, and he's going to clearly open up and work through those issues, and I think he's completely capable of doing that as he gets to know her even more. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's something he's, like, built a wall up where he can't get by, like, maybe Peter, even though it's not from her. It's just because he's, like, scared and has walls built up. I just really like Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monique Johnson, great point. She goes, I don't fault her. Falling isn't completely in love.
Yeah.
It's falling. Yeah.
I am really like Dean a lot. But I think at the end of the day, Rachel has to make the decision that's best for her. And she feels stronger connections with the other three.
Sure.
And for whatever reasons, whether we've seen them or not. But that has nothing against Dean at all. I think he's great. I kind of think he'd make a good bachelor.
Next week, we go to Spain. It's going to be interesting. Uh-uh. Got three guys left. Okay, we have 60 seconds. Renee, I need a prediction. Who wins?
I think Brian's going to win.
You think Brian's going to win? Still?
Just the way they've been the whole time. It gives me very Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell feels of, like, it's been different the whole time, you know?
Christina?
Anything change? I think Brian's going to win.
He's Brian?
I'm just going to say Eric right now. Just because this was such a great episode for me for him. Danny?
I want it to be Peter. Officially, for sure. 100%.
So do you think it's going to be...
You want her to go steady with Peter? Mm-hmm. You want them to date?
I wouldn't need to go steady.
I feel like Peter... Don't say
it like that. I think it sounds so weird.
I feel like Peter or Eric's going to be the next Bachelor, so I guess my prediction's, like, way off for Eric winning. So, whatever.
Crazy. Plus, we got the Paradise. We saw Christina, we saw Amanda, we saw Iggy, and we saw Robbie. It's going to be interesting. It was Iggy, right?
The one that went, Paradise! Is that what he said?
Yeah.
really curious to see how they're going to spin the story. So the finale for Bachelorette is August 7th, and the Bachelor in Paradise season starts August 21st. So we have 1 week off in the middle there.
Guys, I have a question really quick.
Yeah, what's your question?
Doesn't the Bachelorette normally only bring two guys home?
No.
It's been done both ways. I've seen both ways. Sometimes
I thought
it was
normally just two. The final two go home.
We were talking. Sterling and I were talking about this.
Really?
We saw previews of all three of us.
All three tonight.
Yeah.
Which I said don't two only because I kind of had the same thought. But three have gone home before.
Okay.
I have to do some research to remember which season. Or if you guys figured out, let us know. But that's what's going on. Thank you to everybody in the chat room for joining us. Thank you to the producers and AfterBuzz. In the meantime, Renee, where can people stay in touch with your life and everything you do and all your beautiful selfies?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel.
You guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and on my blog at Miss Zias. You guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Kate.
And you can find me at Danny Hoyt. It's going to be a fun week. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.